The first new way to lead is called servant leadership. It's a fancy name, but it's a simple idea. In servant leadership, the leader works to help the team. The leader listens to the team's ideas, helps solve problems, and makes sure everyone feels important. This way, the team feels good and can work better together. It also helps bring up new ideas. Take a chef in a kitchen, for example. The chef doesn't just tell everyone what to do. The chef also helps cook, cleans up, and makes sure everyone is okay. That's servant leadership. It's a great way to build a team and spark new ideas. The second new way to lead is called transformational leadership. In this style, the leader inspires the team to do their best. The leader sets a goal, shows the team how to reach it, and encourages them along the way. This helps the team to work well together. It also motivates them to think of new ways to achieve their goals. Think of a coach of a basketball team. The coach doesn't just tell the players what to do. The coach also motivates the players, helps them improve, and cheers them on. That's transformational leadership. It's a wonderful way to foster teamwork and innovation. These new ways to lead are exciting. They're changing the way we think about leadership. It's not just about telling people what to do. It's about working together, sharing ideas, and inspiring each other. It's about building a strong team that can think of new ideas and make them come true. So, next time you're in a team, think about these new ways to lead. Whether you're a leader or a team member, you can make a difference. You can listen to ideas, help solve problems, motivate others, and inspire new ideas. Together, we can work better. Together, we can think of new things. And let's be the best team we can be.